we present Mr. Willow's Wife by Ray Cooney and John Chapman, starring Moira Lister, Terence Alexander, and Doris Hare. Episode 4, The Lost Weekend.
What on earth's the time?
7:45.
What idiot set it for 7:45?
This one. We're going to Brighton.
Yes, but not till after lunch.
Yeah, we've got all that packing to do.
Felicity, we're staying one night.
That's what I mean. Anyway, we better make a move because there's all the weekend shopping to do.
Yeah, I thought we were going away so you didn't have to do that for once.
It's not only for us, darling.
Well, who else? The kids are away at school.
There's Nanny. Takes a couple of hours to buy her stuff alone.
Yes, that's because she's on this health food kick.
That'll be Nut Cutlet Nanny herself. Come in.
Mr. Willow, Mrs. Willow, it's a miracle.
What's happened?
The postman's been.
Well, I know the GPO is unreliable, but one delivery on time hardly constitutes a miracle.
No, it's this check.
Check?
For money.
Well, that's what checks are usually for.
£500.
That's what I said. £500?
That's fantastic. What is it, the pool?
No.
The premium bonds?
No. Oh, I can hardly tell you for talking.
Now, calm down, Nanny, calm down. It's a lot of money, but you mustn't get excited. She mustn't get excited, must she, Paul?
No, come on, Nanny. Nanny, take a deep breath.
Well, not too deep.
Insurance policy.
Oh?
Insurance policy, it's matured. £500.
I didn't know you had any insurance.
I haven't. It's your check, Mrs. Willow.
Mine?
Yes, the Royal National Assurance Society.
Oh, it's my insurance. £500, I never had such a... There'll be plenty of... I wonder if I ought to... Do you think they'll let me? Well, they couldn't stop me, could
they? Now, don't get too excited.
Who's excited? I could get... Oh, Paul, I wonder what the boys would like. Paul, darling, what would you like? A nanny? What would you... by opening my letter.
That's the gum they use in these days, Mr. Willow. Doesn't stand up to the wear and tear.
Or the steam from the kettle.
That's enough of your blarney, Mr. Willow. Tell you what, I'll put the eggs on and we'll have a bit of a celebratory breakfast.
Isn't it super, darling?
That's terrific. I'd forgotten all about this
one. So would I. I'm rich. What am I going to spend it on, Paul?
What about the weekend at Brighton? It should just about cover that.
Oh, there's so much we need around the house. The stair carpet, redecorate the front bedroom. You could have new doors on the garage, you know, those sliding ones. Relay the lawn and hide the compost heap with fruit trees. And what about a patio? If we knock through the lounge, we could have French windows leading out onto one with all that pretty wrought iron furniture. And if we're going to have the workmen in, we could get rid of that old solid fuel boiler and change it to gas or oil.
You have just spent £3,000.
You don't have to have all those things, but I want to buy something for you and the boys, and I must buy something for Nanny.
Look, why don't you spend it all on yourself?
What a good idea. I'll go out and spend it all today.
But we're driving down to Brighton after lunch.
I'll spend it this morning, then. While you're doing Nanny's shopping, I'll blow up to London, blow it, blow back again.
What's the rush? I mean, decide what you want to buy over the weekend and then pop up on Monday.
No, got to spend it right away.
Why?
Well, you know how quickly money depreciates.
Oh. Blimey, not by Monday.
Now, the first thing to decide is whether to buy one big thing, two medium-sized things, or lots and lots of little things.
I must say, Felicity, you do have problems.
I think one big thing.
Good.
Of course, this big thing doesn't have to be big.
Doesn't it?
No, there are plenty of little things that are big.
Big. Big in price, you mean?
That's what I said. Yeah. A really expensive piece of jewellery. Do you know what I mean when I say an expensive piece?
Sure I do. I married one.
Oh, I mean spend the whole 500 on a tiara or something.
Oh, darling, how often do you wear a tiara?
Never, but then I've never had one, have I?
Don't be silly, darling. We've never been asked anywhere where you could wear a tiara.
I've never been asked because they knew I didn't have one. I could wear it tonight in the hotel.
Now, honestly, darling. I don't think it's a very good idea.
Maybe you're right. I'll get two medium-sized things.
Yeah, jolly good. How about two medium-sized cups of tea?
Tea? Let's open a bottle of champagne.
Champagne? It's 7:45.
To hell with the price. Let's celebrate.
Felicity, I don't think I could face it before my egg.
Okay, have it with it. I've got a bottle in the cupboard. I'll pop it in the fridge. Or a car. I could spend my 500 on a new car. And I don't have to go up to London for that.
Well, even a Mini costs around 600 now.
Well, I'm only 100 short.
Oh, is that all? I suppose you think I'm going to give you that.
Oh, Paul, how wonderful.
You what?
And just think, we can drive up to our lovely hotel in a brand new car. Oh, it's a super way of running it in. Anyway, you should be delighted.
Why?
Well, you'll be able to use your car occasionally.
Yeah, there is that.
And you can get that terrible dent out of the front wing.
I didn't know I had a dent in the front wing.
No, I'll show it to you after we've had some champagne.
Hello, hello. How are you this morning, Mrs. Willow? You're looking blooming, and I don't mean awful.
Good morning, Fred.
Shall I fill her up?
No, I haven't come for any petrol.
Where's the old man this morning? Fast asleep?
No, I dropped him in the village. He's doing the shopping.
Oh, you got him well drained. Cool stone, the crows. What hit the front of your motor?
Our garage wall.
That garage of yours again, eh?
Yeah, I swear it keeps moving. I'll make an appointment to bring the car in soon to have the dent fixed.
Crikey, it was only 4 weeks ago you had the boot straightened out.
That's just about right. It's ready for its monthly dental treatment.
Oh. So, what can I do for you today?
Well, I've got £500 to spend. And if it comes to more than 500, then my husband will give it to you. And if that isn't enough, I expect we could find a little bit more, provided it wasn't too much. So what have you got?
I've got a little confused, actually.
Forgive me, Fred. I'm rather excited this morning. I'm talking more gibberish than usual.
No, you're not. No.
I've come to you for a new car.
Oh, I'm glad of that, because we're right out of fish ponds. You want a part exchange this whole heap, do you?
Oh, no. We're going to have two cars.
Are you?
Yes. I've just one on the insurance.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to have a brand new one, and Mr. Willow's keeping this old heap.
You'll be wanting something round about the size of a Mini.
That's right. And I want it today, please, because we're driving down to the coast.
Oh, hold your horses now. I haven't got one.
But it says up there immediate delivery.
Ah, yes. But that means whenever we're lucky enough to get one, we deliver it immediately.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, I might rush it through by the end of next week.
Oh, I can't wait that long.
Well, you've gone without up till now.
Well, you know what it's like, suddenly being given £500.
No.
I want to drive my own little car away this morning, because I'm spending the weekend at Brighton.
Oh, are you now?
With Mr. Willow. Oh. And I thought it'd be a good idea running it into Brighton.
Makes a change from the garage wall.
Now, I wouldn't be difficult about the colour, as long as it's pale blue.
Can't be done. Not new one, not today. What about a second-hand one?
Oh, no, we've already got one of those. I don't want one that some lunatic's bashed about.
Well, I wouldn't sell you one like that, but we got some rare bargains here.
No, I've set my heart on a new one.
Well, with a new one, by the time you've driven it out of this garage, £100 will have been knocked off it.
I don't drive that badly.
No. I mean, the value will have dropped by 100.
Ah, that's all right, then. I can make that the £100 I'm getting from Mr. Willow.
Oh, well, be that as it may. If you want to buy a car from me today, you'll have to have one of these second-hand ones.
Oh, well. How many have I got to choose from?
Just the two.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that lovely big old car in the corner?
Where? Oh, that black one. Oh, that's not a lady's car, and it's vast.
But it's gorgeous. Is it for sale?
Well, it has been ever since I've worked here.
How much is it?
£500.
Just right. I'll have it.
What?
Don't bother to wrap it up. I'll take it with me. How many owners has it had?
Well, only one, G. Molden's son on the corner.
Oh, yes, the undertakers. Now, I'll write out a check for you and you can fill it up with water and anything else it might need. Oh, what luxury, cruising down to Brighton in this.
There you are, Mrs. Willow. Home safe and sound.
Thanks for driving me, Fred. Seemed to go very well.
Oh, they don't make them like this anymore. Here's your keys. I'll toddle back to the garage.
Would you like to wait a second and see the expression on my husband's face when he catches sight of the car?
No, I must deny myself. Have fun in Brighton and do anything that I do, eh? Don't forget, collect your car when it's ready.
No, I won't, and thank you. Paul, I'm back. Come and see what I bought.
Hello, darling. I did the shopping and I've got the coffee for a bloody hell.
Isn't it marvellous?
Yes, I'll knock up a couple of coffins and we're in business.
Darling, it's a vintage model.
It's a pre-war hearse.
It's not a hearse.
It belonged to old Mr. Mould.
It's still not a hearse.
What is it then?
It's the car that follows the hearse.
Yeah. I see.
And the engine must be in good condition.
Why?
Well, it's never been driven more than 15 miles an hour. It'll be super for holidays with the kids. We could even put a couple of camp beds in the back.
You wouldn't catch me lying down in that thing.
Anyway, we'll feel very grand cruising along the A23 this afternoon.
That's a charming thought, rolling up at the hotel in that.
The staff will be very impressed.
You mean they'll take off their hats and bow their heads? Did the garage give you the four black feathers to go with it? How much was it?
500. Isn't it fabulous? I've made £100 profit.
Have you? But the policy was only worth 500.
But what about your 100 that I haven't even touched yet? And have you seen what's on the clock?
God, it's not a taxi as well, is it?
No, the millimetre thing.
A milometre, dear.
Oh, well, whenever it's called. It's only done 2,000 miles.
Since 1939?
That's what it says, darling. 2,124 miles. And that's including the journey from the garage to here.
But how many times has it been round?
Round what?
Felicity, it goes from naught to 99,999 and then goes back to naught again.
Oh. You mean it might have gone through a few rounds?
It might have gone through a few clocks.
Oh, well, that's only a gadget on the dashboard. That doesn't matter. I'll tell you one thing. You'll hardly ever have to put any petrol in it.
Why is that?
I've just filled it up at the garage and it took 24 gallons.
There's a very good reason for that. It only does 8 miles to the gallon. Look, next time you do the shopping and I'll buy the car.
You're jealous because my car's bigger than yours.
Oh, don't be silly.
And it's got less dents.
All I'm saying is that you should have had it thoroughly checked.
Fred says that after 2 months he'll give it a free service.
Burial? You should have asked him dozens of questions about its roadworthiness. I mean, what about the tyres?
They're all there?
Yeah, no. Look at the tread on them.
Well.
Exactly, there isn't any. They'll cost us 90-odd quid to replace them.
Bang goes your 100.
Yeah. And heaven knows if the battery's any good or whether the radiator leaks. Did you have a look round for rust or check the steering?
Nope.
Did you test the brakes?
No, they're probably all right.
They're probably worn out. Did he give you the log?
Oh, they can't be that bad. Yeah.
You know, I think they saw you coming.
Oh, no, it's very handsome. And it's got little let-down tables for drinks and two tip-up seats.
Any bar stools?
Oh, come on, hop in and I'll take you for a trial spin.
Okay, dizzy draws.
You must admit, Paul, it's very exciting. Makes you feel sort of important. Hey, should we stick a flag on the bonnet?
You get in.
Right. Ready?
I suppose so.
Here we go, then. How do you start it?
Well, how do I know? I've only bought the tyres.
Very impressive, though, all these knobs and switches. It's probably this one. Oh, dear.
I'd save the windscreen wipers for when it's raining, darling.
This will be the one that starts it. The one marked starter.
Could be.
Nothing's happening.
No, but the seats are very comfortable.
Silly me. I haven't switched on the Iggin.
The what?
The Iggin. There we are. Red lights come on. That means all's well with the Iggin.
Yeah. Well, could you just press the button now, Sterling?
Certainly. Could be cold.
Or just not used to starting without the coffin.
Can't have run out of petrol already. Oh, do you think throttling would help?
Yes, but I should have done it years ago.
Oh, wait a minute, I found it. It's on the steering wheel. Now, give it a little bit of this. The Iggin's still shining brightly. And now for the starter. There we are. How about that? Isn't that beautiful? Not too bumpy?
No. Now let's see what happens when we start moving.
Hang on. I'm adjusting the mirror.
Very wise.
Right. Now I'm ready.
Oh, good. Put it into first gear.
I would if I could find the lever.
It's down on the right there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got it.
All systems go.
Stand by for blast off. Paul?
Yes?
We're going backwards.
I had noticed that.
I can't seem to get it into first.
Yeah, well, just as long as you can get it out of reverse.
I can't. It's stuck.
Take your foot off the accelerator.
It's not on the accelerator. It's on the brake.
Well, we're not stopping. We're aiming straight for the garage doors.
Nip out and open
There's
them.
There's no time to nip out and open.
Oh, Paul. Now you've made me stall the engine.
You get this car back to Fred, collect my car, pack your suitcases, and don't say another word until we're in Brighton.
You're not angry, are you?
No!
Because I don't want you to spoil our nice weekend. Mr. Willow, would you like some yogurt with your shredded cabbage?
You know, thank you, Nanny. Where the devil can she have got to?
Ah, you know what Mrs. Willow's like when she gets chatting. She talked the hind leg off a hippopotamus.
Yeah, we should have left for Brighton half an hour ago. She hasn't even come back for lunch yet.
Paul, darling, I got the most wonderful surprise.
Well, where the heck have you been?
You'll be absolutely thrilled when I tell you.
Felicity, you took that Black Mariah back, didn't you?
Yes.
Safely?
Yes.
And my car's safely outside?
Yes.
And you got your money back?
No.
I'm going down there right now to see...
No. He wanted to give it to me back, all of it. But you see, he had this friend with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, charming man. I think we met him once at one of Susie's parties. Or was it Jane's? Anyway, he's very tall and bearded. Well, at least he used to be, but he isn't anymore. No, I mean, he's still tall, of course, but he shaved off his beard. Well, not completely. You see, he's still got a thin moustache on his upper lip and a little pointed thing on his bottom.
Yes. Well, I mean... Yes, all right. But what about him?
Yeah, well, you see, he heard me telling Fred how disappointed I was about the car and my husband's negative attitude.
Thank you.
So this man very kindly drove me over to Tripton. No, it was just beyond Tripton, actually. You know, where the road bypasses Dewbridge, where we sometimes have picnics with the boys. Where was I?
Halfway between Tripton and Dewbridge, telling some semi-bearded stranger that your husband didn't understand you.
Right. Anyway, he took me to his place of business.
Now we're coming to the crutch of the matter.
Just you be quiet and eat your dandelions.
Look, what happened with this fellow?
I was telling you, he took me to his garage.
Garage?
Easy now, Mr. Willow.
You haven't bought another car.
No, darling, of course not.
Oh, thank the Lord for that.
A caravan. Yes. What's the matter, darling?
But what do we want with a caravan?
It'll save us a fortune in hotel bills. I mean, this weekend alone will save us about £15.
But I was looking forward to going to Brighton.
Oh, we're still going, but instead of that overcrowded hotel, we can be all alone on a caravan site. Now, you go outside and have a look at it, then we'll decide what to do about food and pots and pans and bedding and everything.
Look, it seems an awful lot of trouble just for a quick weekend. I thought the idea was to relax.
Oh, it'd be no trouble at all. I'll fix everything.
That's what worries me.
As long as we're both together, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, give us a kiss then. That's for understanding about the car. That's for understanding about the caravan.
I leave the room in case you reach a complete understanding.
Well, I suppose I'd better ring up the hotel and cancel.
No, I'll do that. You nip out and have a look at Shangri-La.
Shangri-La?
That's its name.
Well, it's second-hand, is it?
Well, you don't expect to buy a new caravan for only £700.
I've never even thought what a caravan... 700?
Off you go, darling. Once you've seen it, you won't begrudge a penny of the extra 200. Oh, hello. Reception? Would it be all right with you if my husband and I did something a bit different tonight?
Get yourself out of that.
No. What I mean is, I've done a couple of things this morning, and now neither of us will be able to manage it tonight. Well, it's Willow. Yeah, we were having the bridal suite with a sitting room and private bathroom, but now we're camping instead. Oh,
kind. Ah, that's very understanding. Ah, that's extremely good of you. Check for £15, of course. Paul, we ought to be leaving soon. Are you in Shangri-La, darling?
Yes, I think you'll be able to find me all right. I'm in the spacious 2-foot-square kitchen area.
Cozy, isn't it?
That's the word I've been searching for.
What are you doing on your hands and knees?
Trying to clear up your talcum powder.
How did it get down there?
Well, I was standing in the kitchen, turned round and knocked it off the bedroom dressing table.
It's not as cramped as all that. You'll find the dustpan and brush in the broom cupboard.
Oh. Is that this narrow door here?
No, that's the loo.
Struth, that's the loo, is it?
Yes. Well, how much room do you need?
Look, that bloke you bought this from, his name wasn't Jimmy Clitheroe, was it?
Half the fun of staying in a caravan is the fact that you're really thrown together.
And that leads to the other half of the fun, does it? Yeah, do you think we're ready to hit the lonesome trail yet?
Let's check we've got everything first. Bed clothes?
Well, that reminds me, where is the bed?
It comes down out of the wall.
There's no room for it to come down.
Yes, there is, when the dining table folds up.
What dining table?
That one there.
I thought that was a stool.
Paul, you've got to enter into the spirit of the thing.
If that means you drive and I drink, I'm all for it.
Can I come in?
Yeah, you can try, Nanny. We'll all take a deep breath.
Lord above, you're never going to brighten in this.
We most certainly are.
That's a pity it's red.
Why?
They'll mistake you for a travelling telephone kiosk.
What have you got there, Nanny?
Hot water bottles.
Oh, I don't think we'll need those.
Well, I've just heard the weather forecast. There's an imminent wind up your Fair Isle.
With any luck, the Brighton caravan site won't be too near there. Let's get in the car then, Paul.
Okay, I'll start her up. Come on, Felicity.
Down the steps, Nanny, or you'll end up in Brighton.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Bye, Nanny. In you get, Felicity.
Look after the house, Nanny. We'll be back tomorrow evening.
You drive carefully now.
Yes, we will.
Not too late to bed tonight.
No.
Did you get all me stuff from the health store?
Yes, your rabbit food's in the fridge.
And you didn't forget me wholemeal bread.
No.
Now the storm prunes.
No.
Raisins.
No, we really must be going, Nanny.
Nuts.
And the same to you.
Come on, Paul.
What the... places? The caravan hasn't moved.
No, and it's got our rear bumper dangling from it.
What's happened?
I think the car must have moved forward and the caravan must have stayed where it was.
I know that.
Mr. Willow, the car moved forward and the caravan stayed where it
was. I know that.
It's pulled your back bumper right off.
We know that too. Oh, Paul. I wonder if it could have been those things.
Things?
Yes. Those bricks.
What bricks?
The bricks I put under the wheels of the caravan to stop it moving.
That could have done it, yes.
Well, you must have forgotten to take them out.
Come on, let's get the bumper back on and see if we can get to Brighton before breakfast. Nope.
Neither am I.
Nope.
Cuddle up close.
We've never been closer.
But it's nice to be together like this, isn't it?
Yep. Along with the other 1,200 people on this site.
Still, they're not bothering us.
Oh no.
Anybody at home in Shangri-La?
Lean over and open the door, Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry to barge in like this, soaking wet and dripping water all over your bed.
That's quite all right. We weren't asleep. I'm Mrs. Willow and this is my husband. We only popped down for the evening.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I'm Shay New, next door.
What do you want?
Saucepan.
You're not cooking at 2 in the morning, are you?
Cooking?
That's a good one, that is. Now, I want a saucepan for the drips.
Well, haven't you got one of your own?
Yeah, half a dozen, but they're all in use. I've got a roof like a sieve.
In this cupboard, over the bed. Help yourself.
Thanks hugely. Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's raining pots and pans. look, I'll return this in the morning, or if it stops raining later on tonight.
Don't bother.
Put these damn things back. I wonder if they managed to re-let that bridal suite.
Oh, darling, relax. There's absolutely nothing we could do in that bridal suite that we can't do here.
I say Shangri-La!
I take that back.
Excuse me.
What do you want now?
Oh, I'll give you three guesses what I've done.
Locked yourself out.
Right, first time.
Well, there's not room in this bed for the three of us.
No. I wondered if I could just try your key, perhaps.
Yes, I'll see if I can...
You stay where you are. I'll get up and... Oh! Damn cupboard.
Oh, I forgot to shut it. Shall I do it?
It's all right.
Oh, no trouble. You get the key.
Could one of you close the door? The rain's soaking the pillow.
Oh, sorry.
Ow!
Oh, I wondered how you released the ironing board.
Yeah, here's the key. Now, good night.
If it fits, I'll...
Bring it back in the morning. Mm.
And if it doesn't...
Hard luck.
Oh, yes. Adios.
Paul. Are you coming back to bed?
When I've put the ironing board back.
Do you know something?
What?
I expect we'll laugh at this in the morning.
If we live that long. Well, this pillow should give us double pneumonia. Oh, good night.
Paul, do you know what I fancy?
Not interested.
A cup of tea.
Tea now?
Don't worry, my sweet, I'll get it. Do you want a cup?
No, I suppose... Well, I suppose, here's if it's going. Look, shall I do it?
No, I'm up now. I can step over you.
Oh, careful!
Sorry, darling. I can't see much. Where's the gas ring?
Next to the sink.
I found it. And the matches?
In this cupboard.
I can reach.
Yo!
Oh, sorry. Any matches amongst that lot, darling?
Yeah.
Where?
Here.
I can't see them.
I'll come over to you. Oh, I've broken my toe now.
Just give me the matches and stop larking around.
I am not larking around.
You'll feel better after a cup of tea. Give me the matches. Thanks. Oh, Paul, they're all wet. They won't light.
Oh, give them to me. There you are. It lit perfectly. Now, where's the gas ring? God almighty.
Are you all right, darling?
Yes. Who needs eyebrows anyway?
Anything wrong, Shangri-La?
No. Just putting the kettle on.
Did you get into your caravan?
No, the key didn't fit. I've just been standing out there pondering.
Well, friend, ponder no longer. You're staying in here tonight.
Paul.
And we're going to that hotel in Brighton. Get your clothes on, Felicity.
If you say so. Now, young man, you'll find everything you want for breakfast in the cupboard.
Thanks hugely.
The milk's in the sink, the sugar's in the oven, and the coffee's in the tin marked rice. There's a choice of porridge or cereal, and don't peel the oranges because they're grapefruits. Oh, and if you want bacon and eggs, don't bother to look for the eggs because there aren't any. The reason is, you see, we couldn't get the bacon that we wanted. There's one point in buying any eggs.
In that episode of Mr. Willow's Wife, the parts were played as follows. Felicity, Moira Lister, Paul Terence Alexander, Nanny Doris Hare, Garage Man John Chapman, Caravan Camper Ray Cooney. The Lost Weekend was written by Ray Cooney and John Chapman, and the program was produced by David Hatch.